Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Velocity Athletic Training Radio, created and hosted by Layla Smolak, your number one personal trainer with a wealth of knowledge, education, and experience in the fitness industry and areas of management, corporate wellness, programming and training, nutrition and business owner. Layla will have you get up, move, unleash your inner athlete. Here's your host, Layla Smolak.
I just love that music. I am live in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and I'd like to welcome my guest from last week, Craig Stelop. Did I say that correctly, Craig?
Stelflame.
Oh, sorry. That's embarrassing.
That's okay. I
was pronouncing each letter in your last name. So I apologize for that. Welcome back to the show to part two of Healthy Thyroid, Healthy Body. Just to brush up on Craig's background, he's a retired cancer nutritionist and neurodevelopment specialist with 20 years of clinical experience. So today, let's talk about neurodevelopment. Can we define, give our listeners a definition of what neurodevelopment is?
Sure. Well, and it ties in closely to nutrition, because without good nutrition, you can't have proper neurodevelopment. Neurodevelopment is how the brain develops. And in my field, it's what goes wrong with it. And most importantly, what to do to fix it. In fact, we were chatting earlier, and you talked about how you worked with post-rehab people, and those people will have neurodevelopment issues. And you work with the brain and the fitness and getting the body to coordinate, and that's all part of neurodevelopment, the recovery of an injury. So neurodevelopment includes, of course, traumatic brain injuries, and it also includes like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, autism, some aspects of Down syndrome. So all of those are neurodevelopment disorders or contain neurodevelopment disorders. Dementia is another one. And even with dementia, fitness actually helps a lot because you're working with neurodevelopment, how the brain is organized and how it develops. And when you have an injury or chemical setback or a stroke, you regress in your neurodevelopment. And sometimes you have to start over, just like the brand new baby. When they're first born, they've got random arm and leg movements, and then after a while they get head control and they roll over, and then they start to do the little scoot, and then eventually they're on their doing the army crawl, and they're doing hands and knees, and then they're walking, and then they're running. Actually, some kids seem to go from the womb to running, but that's all part of neurodevelopment, and it's also part of fitness, because if you cannot operate your brain properly, then you're going to have trouble toning up the body like you would know.
Mm-hmm. Just to brush upon dementia, do you think there's a rise in that? You know, is it something that we would have seen more of 20 years ago, or are we seeing more of dementia in this day and age?
Well, we are seeing more of dementia, and the reasons, part of the reason we're going to cover in this show, which is how not to wreck your thyroid. And I would be so bold as to claim, after 20 years in the field of neurodevelopment, that the thyroid is so involved in dementia disorders and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's even. So if you have a healthy thyroid, you're probably going to be able to avoid these things. And we have more and more chemical insults to our body, more and more processed foods, and it's not getting better. It's only getting worse. And in order to support the thyroid, let's say you came to me and you had a loved one with a dementia disorder, and one of the first things I'm going to do is tell you no processed foods, period, end of story. And then we're going to work with things that build the thyroid, and we're also going to work on fitness and neurodevelopment exercises, therapies, if you will. It's the therapies that you actually work with people, cross-action training, where you're crossing one side, one hemisphere of the brain, coordinating it with the other. And the more, the better you can do that, of course, the more fit, the more, the farther you can go in say, an athletic endeavor. And this is all stuff you well know. I'm talking to your crowd, your people.
Right, you know, it's interesting that you mention that you cross over. So when I'm actually training clients, they are sometimes shocked when I say you've had an injury on the right shoulder and you're weaker on the right side and you're very unbalanced. Mm-hmm. And they just go, oh, my gosh, how do you know that? I mean, I didn't even, you know, share that with you yet, right? But I'm trained to see that because, you know, biomechanics, right?
Absolutely.
And brain function, it goes hand in hand. So just in the movement, I can tell when, I mean, from every level, facial expression, body language, you know, I can tell when, for example, I say to a client, okay, you're going to do, you know, today you're going to do like 20 push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
So they give me 20. By the time they say, for example, they give me like five, they get to five. And then I start to notice that the body starts to change in position. Like I show them the correct, safe way of executing a push-up. Mm-hmm. But by the fifth one, I'm analyzing from the moment they go into concentric and eccentric contractions. And I notice, okay, there's a slight change in the movement. You know, one arm is doing more of the lifting than the opposite arm. So it's interesting that you brought that up because that's what I do. I analyze their movements and say, you've got to, you know, I let them know there's been an injury. And some people will say, oh, no, I'm fine. And I will say, I don't think so. Is it unbalanced? So what we focus on is creating balance, and that, like you said, starts in neurodevelopment.
Absolutely, and life is about balance all the way through and through.
Absolutely, exactly.
Yeah, so, and we're talking about balancing the thyroid.
Right.
So, of course, neurodevelopment and everything involved. So I would, back to our dementia subject, I would say,
right.
Without you know, without wrecking the thyroid, you're not going to have such a preclusion to dementia disorders that we have. And of course, the more your brain is trained to cross lateral action that you're talking about, the better you organized your brain will be, and the less susceptible you'll be to dementia disorders also.
So what process, other than, you know, what I do in relation to the body, what other ways can someone improve their neurodevelopment after injuries or during dementia? Like, for example, would you recommend meditation?
Oh, golly. I'm pretty much anti-medical, and you know, if you come in and you've got blood pressure, it's 200 over 140. There's going to have to be something done right now. But
right,
then
exactly,
I would always
right.
work to get you off those medications because something is causing this problem. And what we need to look at when it comes to the thyroid, and as it comes to the thyroid, as it relates to neurodevelopment, as it relates to body fitness, we have to look at what we're doing that damages the thyroid. And there's so much out there that we're it's all bad that we're. And you mentioned 20 years ago, did we have this amount of dementia? No. And it's not getting better because of things. Like we talked about iodine last time on our show. And iodines are in the periodic table, they're called a group of halides, halogens, which are salt formers. And you have iodine, and you have bromine and chlorine and fluorine, and those are the four major halides. And iodine works in your cell pathway with the T1, T2, T3, T4, the thyroid hormones, which are one part tyrosine and one part iodide, or one part or two parts iodide. And iodine works in the cell pathways, in the nucleus of the cell, most importantly, and it's like a little key pathway. And the fluorine, chlorine, and bromine, they're shaped just like iodine, but the tumblers are set up different. So the bromine, chlorine, fluorine get in the pathway, but they can't open the lock. And now they're stuck in the pathway. So where do we get our fluorine? Well, think of fluoridated water. You know, the body needs calcium fluoride to build healthy teeth and strong bones, but what they give you in our water treatment is a sodium fluoride, which is completely neurotoxic, and that fluoride gets in the pathway of that cell and gets stuck in the keyhole, so to speak, and now your iodine's going like, but I got to get in. I can't get in. There's something stuck in there. There's a chlorine stuck in there. There's bromine. You know, chlorine we get a lot of from our bleach that we do our laundry with, to chlorinated water, which has saved and prevented so many diseases and saved so many lives, far more than vaccines could ever touch. Just cleaning up our drinking water, but it would make better sense to use iodine, which is what they used to use to sanitize our water, because iodine is great for that. And iodine doesn't block its own pathway. Iodine will still work in the pathway. So bromine we get in our brominated breads. They used to use iodine in our bread, but they found out that bromine actually makes a fluffier bread product. So we're getting a lot of things that block the pathways to the cell. And now you've got lots of thyroid in your blood. Remember, we talked about the blood.
Right.
And the thyroid's trying to get into the cell, but the pathways are blocked. So your doctor looks at your blood and goes, oh, you're fine. You've got so much thyroid, well, you could run a week and not get another drop. You're just so good on thyroid. And your cells are going, hey, give me iodine, give me tyrosine, give me the combination, give me thyroid. And your body temperature gets lower and your mood gets lower, and eventually a dementia disorder gets diagnosed. And so many dementia patients just need a good thyroid support. But this isn't it. This isn't all. This isn't the only thing we do that wrecks our thyroid. We also eat wrong. We eat so wrong. We eat all these foods that are so highly processed, they're not even food anymore. But here's one that really affects your thyroid, and this is, you're not going to like this, but it's soy products. Soy products.
Oh, I can't have soy. You know, have you ever? Yeah, I can't have it. Have you ever heard of a specialized kinesiologist?
Yes, I've actually studied applied kinesiology in college.
Yeah, just to share a story quickly. I was at Save on Foods one evening, and funny enough, this was years ago, and I was reaching. I was actually having soy yogurt, and I was standing there. I was getting ready to reach for it, and then I felt this hand on my right shoulder, and I turn around. It's this woman. She says, "You're not supposed to be eating that." That's inflaming your joints. Mm-hmm. And I looked at her. She says, I'm a specialized kinesiologist. She says, I'm seeing that it's causing you problems in your joints. And I said, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
She says,
so
it's
then
because
she did a little
applied
kinesiology, and she found out that
yeah.
when you have soy, you're weaker.
Exactly. Yeah. And so she says, you can't have that. And you know what she recommended was the Russian yogurt. She says, you need to take that product instead.
Right.
And what that's going to do is going to just flush out the digestion, you know, and
right.
flush out all the accumulation in the joints. And I thought, oh, my goodness. So I did.
Well, it's
I tried it,
save
it
your
and
thyroid.
It worked.
Hmm.
Pardon me?
So
and, you know, I would
thyroid.
Only have two tablespoons of that every morning, and that was it. She says, that's
yeah.
all you need, just 2 tablespoons every morning, and your problem is going to go away. And it's
well,
interesting because we're bombarded through media, right,
mm-hmm.
and sports supplementation and, so, you know, throughout the, you know, some health magazines, soy,
right.
soy. Well, it doesn't work on us, right?
Right. I wrote an article a few years back called The Soy Ploy, and I talk about some of these things and how the advertisement has brought it. But soy products especially affect people that are low in iodine. But this isn't
mm-hmm.
the only thing we're doing. We also have brominated vegetable oil. Remember, I talked about bromine, and
mm-hmm.
brominated vegetable
mm-hmm.
oil is horrible for
mm-hmm.
us. Caramel color causes
mm-hmm.
thyroid, lung, liver, cancer, among many other problems. Methyl iodide is used as a fumigant for strawberries. If you're eating inorganic or unorganic strawberries, you're getting methyl iodide, which causes thyroid tumors. It alters your DNA. It causes
mm-hmm.
birth defects, nerve damage, brain problems. Gluten sensitivity causes thyroid
mm-hmm.
problems and wrecks the thyroid. And there's actually over 55 diseases that are caused by eating gluten, as according to the New England Journal of Medicine, including thyroid disease. So then we have flame retardants also. Everybody wants to buy the fireproof couch and the fireproof pajamas. And flame retardants are polybrominated diphenyl ethers, polybrominated. So there's your bromine again, and it disrupts thyroid function.
Right.
The cookware, the nonstick cookware, oh, my gosh.
Oh, the PAM,
bad.
Yes. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Right. And that causes thyroid disorders, and it's in the cookware.
But you see what they do? You see what these major corporations do? They'll take the product like PAM, and they get on this wave. They're checking in on the, you know, the health and wellness industry, where the health and wellness industry is saying, olive oil. Well, now you can find this PAM. It's not, I don't know what type of oil it is, but now it's in the form of olive oil, right? So, I mean, if the mainstream consumer just did the research,
yeah,
and you know, and became informed about how we are saturated through media, through
yeah.
all these forms of, you know, I did market research in 2002 here in Langley, where I went out. I said I asked 100 people at the mall what confused them most about their health and wellness. This was in 2002. The number one thing that confuses them is nutrition.
Yeah.
They would say to me, I don't know what to buy. I don't know. You know, we're being told that organic is healthy for us, but then you listen to the news and they're saying researchers are saying organic is bad and
mm-hmm.
genetically modified is better. And so I'm like, wow.
Confusion.
You know,
yeah.
Total confusion. Now, I know we talked a bit about, quite a bit, sorry, about hypothyroid. What about the opposite, hypo?
Would it be hyper?
Thyroid? Oh, sorry,
yeah.
Hyper. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
well,
can
hyper
you touch upon?
Would be where you're producing too much thyroid.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the next thing they want to do, the doctors want to give you radioactive iodine to destroy part of your thyroid, or they want to surgically remove it. They want to treat the symptoms. But the causes of the symptoms are something totally unrelated, but they're causing it. And so if you're hyperthyroid, then the medical test for that, again, they look at your blood, and they say, whoa, you got too much T4 and too much T3, and your thermostat's a little too high, so let's knock this back. When your problem is the hypothalamus in your brain and the pituitary gland, they are the ones making the thyroid-stimulating hormone, the TSH, and causing your blood to rise, blood levels to rise. But, there's several signs that are indicative of hyperthyroidism. Drastic weight loss. All of a sudden, your energy level goes through the roof. Well, you've got too much thyroid. Irregular heartbeat, and this is huge. Irregular heartbeat means you're not, oftentimes, means that you're not processing your thyroid hormones right, or your iodine is not being connected to the tyrosine correctly. And I would dare say that well over 95% of all heart problems are based in low hypothyroidism. But hyperthyroidism is still a problem. It can cause excessive perspiration, swelling at the base of the neck, fatigue because your body's so tired from being so hyper-energized. And here's a big clue, is if you're waking up with heart palpitations in the middle of the night, then you probably have an iodine over, too much iodine in your system that's not being processed correctly. And you go to the doctor, they're going to diagnose it as, say, Graves' disease, which is an autoimmune disorder where antibodies in your immune system actually stimulate your thyroid to produce too much T4. And this is probably the most common cause of hyperthyroidism, but the cause of the Graves' disease, the autoimmune problem, is generally a digestive problem. And if you want to see if it's Graves' disease or a digestion problem, go on a 3-day water fast and then come back with juice for a week. And I almost guarantee you that your problem's going to go away without the surgery, without the radioactive iodine. Another problem is hyperfunctioning thyroid nodules. They call it toxic adenoma or toxic multinodular goiter, Plummer's disease. And this occurs when you have adenomas of your thyroid. You have these little bulges on one of your thyroid glands that causes too much T4. Thyroiditis is another one where the thyroid gland becomes inflamed for unknown reasons. Well, gosh, one of the biggest causes of inflammation in our body is grains. When we eat grains and also soy. So if you have thyroiditis, then it's more than likely something, either a chemical you're coming into contact right now, constantly, or it's a food. And the easiest way to eliminate the food question is to go on a water fast and see what happens, or go on a juice fast and just do organic juices so you avoid the pesticides, which some of them alter our thyroid. No processed foods. I cannot emphasize this enough. If you're working to get your body trim, or if you have a dementia disorder or somewhere in between, no processed foods. And if you have hyperthyroid, then there's great things that help bring it back into balance. Oats, berries, broccoli, cabbage, salmon, turkey, yogurt. There's some good adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic means If you're high, you're hyper, you've got too much thyroid, it'll bring you down. If you're hypothyroid, you've got too little, it'll bring you up. And some of those herbs are like Eleuthero and ashwagandha and bugleweed. So if you've got hypo or hyper, you should probably back this little radio show up a few seconds and write these down. Eleuthero, ashwagandha, bugleweed. And these are natural things you can do.
So those are natural herbs. So making the lifestyle changes that will keep the thyroid healthy and strong, what are those? You know, like nutrition and fitness, but is there anything else, like de-stressing yourself?
Well,
like, you know, there's a wave going on right now, right? There's a huge wave, and you and I are, you know, we come from, and without insulting anybody out there, you know, we believe in Christ and God, and, you know, we have our faith well within our hearts. And not to say, you know, there's no other faith out there that doesn't believe that there is God and all that, but this wave of, you know, meditation, and I've always learned that, because I took Introduction to Religious Studies, where, you know, I studied every religion out there, and yoga, when I studied yoga, learned about the concept of yoga, and it is a religious practice. So now there's that wave out there, but again, we're bombarded, you know, media. De-stress and stretch and lose weight through yoga. Well, people, it's not that. It's a spiritual practice. You're actually, those postures are, you're bowing down to certain deities, right?
do yoga, but to make it your point about the thyroid and lifestyle, your body is a pump.
Mm-hmm.
Your body is
absolutely
one cleverly designed.
In my eyes, it's a machine. Pump. I've always said the human body is a machine.
Right.
You know,
and if you want to compare it. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, if you want to compare it, you know, I tell people, think of a car. You know, you put the wrong oil in the car, what's going to happen? It's going to stop the car. The car is going to stop. It's not going to work. So
right.
Same thing with our bodies, right? Wrong food, eventually over time, we start to, it starts to affect our health.
Right.
So creating balance, so proper food, nutrition,
well, let's
fitness.
Also include in there avoiding the triclosan, antibacterial soaps, phthalates that soften plastic, parabens and shampoos and lotions and shaving gels. All these are, they affect the thyroid. They affect your hormones in general. Statin drugs ruin your cholesterol, whether it's for your cholesterol lowering, but it ruins your cholesterol-based hormones, which is thyroid. Mercury,
mm-hmm.
It's an endocrine disruptor. We get it in our teeth. We get it in our vaccinations. The synthroid, the synthetic form of thyroid hormone, also estrogen dominance causes our liver to make more thyroid binding. All these
things. Sorry, Craig. Our time is coming up. So is there any a website, callers or visitors to the show can visit you, find
sure,
out more.
My,
feel free to ask you questions to contact you.
Yes, my website is realhealthtalk.com. That's all one word, realhealthtalk.com. And there is a link on there to click to email me. And they can also find your video on YouTube and then message through that also.
Great. All right. Well, thank you for another wonderful, informative show.
Layla, you're great. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. So are you. You have a wonderful day.
All right. God bless.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. Visit Layla at www.velocityathletictraining.com today. Follow at Layla Velocity.